You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. Man, Samantha, Capitals coming off just an absolute thrashing of the Panthers in Game 3. Huberto opened up the scoring, but then it was all Capitals all the time after it. What's impressed you most about Washington having a 2-1 lead in this series?
I mean, I think definitely with Washington, it's a bit impressive because they haven't done most of the series without Tom Wilson. He was injured in game one there, and it doesn't look like he'll be in the lineup tonight. We're not sure about his status for the rest of the series, but I would say it's pretty impressive on that standpoint. I would say also physically for Washington to be able to kind of out-duel Florida in the offensive zone and really clog up the neutral zone so well that they've kind of kept Florida at bay except for really a couple periods there in game two. So Washington, even though they are the big underdogs, they've handled this very, very well in the first round.
Do you think that heading into it, they had the confidence that they could take on Panthers or do as well as they have so far? Or is this something that has just kind of evolved as the series has gone on?
You know, I think in the very beginning they had the confidence. They were even saying that before the series, like, we maybe are underdogs, quote-unquote, with the number 8 seed, but we have all the experience. We still have a core group of guys who have gone out and won the Stanley Cup in 2018, and they know what to do. So I do think maybe the confidence has grown, sure, as the series has continued, but I do think going into it that they didn't view themselves as a second, you know, wild card spot in the East.
Now, this series hasn't had a lot of power plays, and the Panthers haven't even scored. They're 0-for-9 on the power play. Washington and Florida have combined fewer power plays than Tampa has in their series alone. Has it been a not very physical series? Has it been that disciplined? Why so few power plays for both teams?
Yeah, I feel like it's actually been the opposite. I feel like it's been a really physical, you know, type of series. It's been pretty chippy after the whistle, but it just seems like maybe the refs are kind of letting a couple of things slide, and when they don't, they're kind of dinging both guys and pulling both out of the scrum. So I feel like it maybe hasn't reflected as well in the power play and the penalty kill about how many penalties that these teams have kind of maybe gotten into, and some have just kind of flown under the radar. But it's been a really, really physical series and a lot of really good hits.
When you look at the goaltending, there seem like there's a lot of conversations about that pre-playoffs for both teams. Which group has done a better job in the pipes?
Yeah, I think, you know, the draft here was obviously kind of the guy holding there for Florida, and a lot of people thought that he played very, very well in game 2 and in game 3. It just sort of got away from him, and all of a sudden now you have a goalie and Ilya Samsonov who will be starting tonight in net for Washington, and he kind of caught on fire in game 3, and I think a lot of people are looking to him to see if he can continue that for game 4, but I still do think Florida has the edge there and goaltending overall for just something that experience.
Well, Samantha, we appreciate the rundown. Enjoy game 4 tonight, Capitals and the Panthers.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.